I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands of people protected under DACA could be deported starting March of 2018. So what exactly is DACA? InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Greg Howe explains.
DACA is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And this is a program created under the Obama administration by executive order, which permits children who were brought to the United States as minors by their parents and were undocumented to essentially have a waiver on any attempt to remove them from the United States.
Now, once recipients meet the DACA requirements, they're afforded the chance to attend college, work legally, and build a better future. But that is about to change. Regardless of where you land on this issue, we can be praying for Christ's love, peace, and comfort to encounter the lives of DACA recipients in this uncertain time. And West Michigan falls into what's known as the Bible Belt, and it's often described as having a church on every corner. But Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone University, says maybe this area isn't as saturated with the gospel as we might assume.
I think we look like that on the outside, but I think we're over-churched and under-saved, if you want to be honest about it. And, you know, West Michigan has a lot of wealth here, but there's a spiritual poverty.
And that's what makes this area a great candidate for CityFest, a global cooperative effort with the Luis Palau Association to serve and transform communities one city at a time. Stoll says they're gathering the church in West Michigan to show and share the love of Jesus as they meet the felt needs. Get details on the movement at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives that have been transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.